I'm Stephen Becker with KERA, here with Chris Wagner, movie critic for the Dallas Morning News. So let's start with the most obvious film of local interest, Dallas Buyers Club, which earned 6 nominations. Were you surprised by that number?
No, that sounds just about right, actually. Matthew McConaughey, Jared Leto, both more or less shoo-ins. I think Leto's actually the favorite for supporting actor going down the stretch. I think McConaughey's got a pretty good shot as well. I think he's right behind Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, both of those guys earned Golden Globes just this past Sunday for these respective performances. I would say in a field that's fairly wide open, McConaughey is definitely near the top, and Leto has got to be the favorite at this point. He's pretty well separated himself from the pack, at least in the early awards that have been given out so far this year. To round things out, Dallas Buyers Club also was nominated for original screenplay, editing, and makeup. And it does kind of make you wonder if its director, Jean-Marc Vallée, who was not nominated, is thinking, you know, someone had to put all this together.
I think it's always curious how they split the best director nominees and the best pictures. I mean, last year, Ben Affleck wasn't even nominated for Argo. And his movie won Best Picture.
Yeah, and I mean, no one really was suggesting that Vallée was going to get nominated, but as you said, it is curious how these things get divvied up. Some of the biggest snubs were probably Saving Mr. Banks, which was fairly well left out, and I think you and I would say deservedly so.
I wouldn't have mind seeing Emma Thompson get a nomination for Best Supporting Actress, but yeah, aside from that, I thought it was a feature-length ad for Disney.
But also among the snubs was Inside Llewyn Davis, which, of course, has really strong local ties with Fort Worth's T-Bone Burnett handling all the music, playing a major role, you know, shepherding the music in that film, which is really all about the music. Were you surprised about that one?
I thought it might have gotten a screenplay nomination. I didn't think Oscar Isaac would have gotten nominated, and he did not. I thought he should have.
And one more quick Texas note to work in. Congratulations to Austin's Richard Linklater, who was nominated in the adapted screenplay category for Before Sunrise. That was a film that you liked a lot.
Yeah, I like all of the Before trilogy. I think this is as strong as any of them. So yeah, big congrats to Mr. Linklater.
So just to wrap things up, looking at the bigger picture, American Hustle and Gravity tied for the lead with 10 nominations each, followed quickly by 12 Years a Slave with 9. This is one of those years where there really isn't one film that I think is going to lead the pack and just kind of sweep the awards when they come in here in a few weeks.
And I won't be shocked if any of those three get their name called for Best Picture. 12 Years a Slave is probably my slight favorite at this time. But yeah, I do think it will be close, Stephen.
I say put me down for Gravity. But again, we'll know here in a bit on Sunday, March 2nd.